Big L International.
What's he like, Mavis?
He's a real tasty geezer.
Cookie on the Big L.
Radio Rock.
A very good afternoon to you and a very warm welcome along. It is Cookie live and lively with another Topical Tuesday. Questions is our subject matter for this afternoon. So welcome aboard for 2 hours of wonderful topical music and a bit of brain mashing with Trigger's Tricky Topical Teaser. And a thanks to Danny Van Dam for the last couple of hours.
Music, that's our middle name.
He'll be back same time tomorrow, straight into our Fan 500 with the first of our questions for this afternoon. From the Loving Spoonful.
Thank you.
So there we are, starting off our topical Tuesday this afternoon on the subject of questions. And many thanks to Rick in Toronto for this afternoon's subject. Should be a good one, I think. So we started off with, from our Fab 500, The Loving Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? And The Honeycombs asking, Have I the Right? So get those topical track suggestions in. If you've got a topical track or two to suggest, then do get in touch. Or indeed, if there's if you'd just like to say hi and join in the general madness and merriment, you're more than welcome. As always, it is cookie@biglradio.co.uk or studio@biglradio.co.uk on the phones. And leave a message 01255 808113. That's the UK number, 01255 808113. Text us via the Big L smartphone app. Tweet us at Big L Radio. Get through via the website. Get through via our Facebook group this afternoon. And, of course, being a Tuesday, during the course of proceedings, we will have a bit of brain mashing with Tricker's Tricky Topical Teaser. 10 clues throughout the course of the afternoon, leading you towards that final track in the show. Get the first of those clues on the way very soon indeed, but right now let's go with this one from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
your router on a Tuesday afternoon. Fleetwood Mac and No Questions Asked Questions is our topic for this afternoon's Topical Tuesday. Much to say very good afternoon to Chris in Holyhead, to Howard in Loughton, to John in Larne. Yes, Mr. Trouble is with us as well. So anything could happen. Right, let's give you the first clue to Tricker's Tricky Topical Teaser. 10 clues coming your way throughout the next couple of hours, leading you towards that final track in the show. So, clue number one. It's a 70s single but failed to chart until a year later after two other chart failures. It's a 70s single but failed to chart until a year later after two other chart failures. Well, I suppose it got there in the end, so that's all right. Better late than never. More clues on the way very soon indeed. In the meantime, let's play this one suggested by our very own Roger Tricker. Taking you back with the Dave Clark Five, and they've got a question for you.
Happiness is a thing called
Big Gal.
Can't you see that she's mine? Questions is our theme for this afternoon's Topical Tuesday. That one suggested by our very own Roger Tricker. Talking of which, let's give you clue number two to Tricker's Tricky Topical Teaser this afternoon. It made it to number 13 in the UK and number 21 in the United States, and was the first of 12 UK chart entries and first of 7 in the US. It made it to UK number 13 and US number 21 and was the first of 7 UK chart entries and the first of 7 in the United States. So any ideas? You feeling particularly brave and you want to have a go already? You know how to get through. cookie@biglradio.co.uk or studio@biglradio.co.uk. On the phones, and leave your answers 01255 808 113. That's 01255 808 113. Text your answer in via the Big L smartphone app. Keep those topical track suggestions coming in. Got a good list of them on the stack. But we can certainly add to that, and we'll get through as many as we possibly can. Got one suggested by Howard in Loughton coming your way next, but the question is not in the title, it's in the artist. That's right after these.
Big girl.
The station with the happy difference.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
William Denslow, New York.
Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
Kevin Ozebek, Brussels.
For more than 25 years and now from more than 20 bureaus, FSN has brought award-winning objective coverage of world events to TV, radio and digital networks. For more information, visit us online at featurestory.com.
I'm alive.
Every Tuesday evening from 7 to 10 p.m., The Duchy goes live with the NADA B Top 8, competition time, the reverse competition, and Hug in the Kitchen. Please join me every Tuesday evening on Big L.
So, one suggested by Howard now, and as I said, the question comes in the artist, not the title. This was a big hit in the 80s for the Stranglers.
Ah, but Cookie.
Yeah?
They did it first.
Oh, yes, question mark and the Mysterians. Mark and the Mysterians and the original version of 96 Tears. Questions is our topic this afternoon. Much to say, I'm not sure if I said very good afternoon to Lorna in Keswick, so good to have you with us. And also to Maureen in Essex, good to have you with us this afternoon. And Chris in Holyhead says, at some point you must be playing the Moody Blues, surely. Yes. But don't call me Shirley. Yes, gotta be done. So let's do it right now.
Happiness is a thing called
Big Gal.
Knocking at the door with a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. 'Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need in a world of persecution that is burning in its greed. Not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what we will be. And when you stop, think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me through between the silence and the crashing of the sea. The lies of land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me to the land that I once knew, to learn as we grow old the secrets of you. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
We never get an
wonderful stuff, the full-length version of Question. Do we give you good value or do we give you good value? Questions is our topic this afternoon. Keep those topical track suggestions coming in. Time to give you clue number three to Tricker's tricky topical teaser this afternoon. The biggest UK hit sounded different for some record buyers. The biggest UK hit sounded different for some record buyers. Oh, just I'm just looking at the explanation for that clue, and well, you know how Roger Tricker's brain works sometimes. Oh, more clues on the way very soon, indeed, to Tricker's tricky topical teaser. Now, we've got one suggested by Rick in Toronto. Now, he has a knack of suggestion ones that may have been hits in Canada, but pretty obscure ones that weren't actually ever hits over this side of the Atlantic. And he suggested three this week, and I can usually get them in and get them on the system. This week, because I'm not in my normal studio, and I've got a very basic setup here in this studio, so I don't do a lot of work from here very often now. So I couldn't actually get any of these onto the system. So I'm going to have to try and play these from another computer, and hopefully they'll sound all right. So we'll go with the first of those suggestions right now. It's one from Andy Kim. I think he only had one hit over here, which was Rock Me Gently. But this one is called Who Has the Answers? And let's see if we can play this from the other computer.
Big L! It's a blast!
Is there a God? I really don't know. Does he have a son? I really don't know. But when I'm down and things are all wrong, I turn to him to help me be strong. And so I pray, Lord, shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on your light. Shine on your light. God made the sun. At least that's what they say. Waters and trees, midnight and day. But who made the child who's hungry and blind? And who has the answers that I cannot find? So I pray, Lord, let me see. Poor people everywhere living in despair. No one really cares if they're dying. Politicians swear that they really care. Everybody knows that they're lying. People cannot find any peace of mind, even though they have the almighty dollar. So they live and search, never find a church. Everyone is blind till the final hour.
Rain and loud and out, children. please let me see. Please let me see.
Good track. Andy Kim and Who Has the Answers. That one suggested by Rick in Toronto. Yeah, played okay from the other system, so thank goodness for that. I did have a just kind of quick look up, and yes, Andy Kim, he only had one hit here in the UK. Got him to number two in the UK singles charts for Rockin' Gently. But that was his only hit here in the UK. One brave soul having a guess at the teaser already. But I can say it's not this one. It's not Lonnie Godonegan. It's good try, but it's not this one.
More fun, more music.
Yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Here comes a blushing bride. The groom is by her side. Up to the altar, just as steady as Gibraltar, while the groom has got the ring. Begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to send their honoured son. Unto the president, upon the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of?
Boom, boom!
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on the bedpost overnight.
It's another round of dance.
Sing another chorus for the on the bedpost overnight.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a good question, but it's not the right answer. Lonnie Donegan, does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight? So not that for the answer to Trigger's Tricky Topical Teaser. It is our Topical Tuesday on the subject of questions this afternoon. Keep those topical track suggestions coming in. Let's give you clue number four to Trigger's Tricky Topical Teaser. Our man was born in Staffordshire, grew up in Hampshire, but spent much of his life in New York. Our man was born in Staffordshire, grew up in Hampshire, but spent much of his life in New York. So any ideas, you know how to get through cookie@biglradio.co.uk or studio@biglradio.co.uk on the phones, and leave your answers 01255 808 113. That's 01255 808 113, or text your answers in via the Big L smartphone app. One more clue on the way this hour and five more clues to come your way in hour two. Back with more topical tracks in just a few moments' time, right after these.
The station with the happy difference.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit the Friends of Big L forum and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in Tooth, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. If ReadSafe can help with your inspection needs, visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
Captain's Log, Stardate 19-10-2013. These are the transmissions of the Dave Mason Radio Show. Its ongoing mission to seek out lost oldies and great new music. To boldly go where no radio show has gone before. It's radio, but not as we know it.
Big L! It's a blast!
More fun, more music.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa! Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. And your pussycat, no.
Tom Jones and what's new, pussycat? That is the question. Yes, I'm surprised Christina didn't suggest that one. She likes a bit of Tom Jones. Yes, it is questions for our Topical Tuesday this afternoon. Keep those topical track suggestions coming in. This one, I think, was one suggested by Howard. Very good version it is, too.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
From Barbara Dixon.
Please answer me, sweetheart.
And you know what that fanfare means? It means we have our first winner for Trickers Tricky Topical Teaser this afternoon. First of all, let's just say back announce that we played Barbara Dixon and Answer Me Questions is our topic this afternoon for our Topical Tuesday. So we do have our first winner, indeed we do. So well done to David and Trina in Brackley. With the correct title and artist to that one. And yes. We have another winner as well, our very own Simon Davis. Yes, spot on as well, so well done. Just popped in there just as I was announcing David and Trina. Yep, Simon's got the answer as well. So good stuff indeed. Let's give you the final clue for this hour. Five more clues to come your way in hour two. Clue number five. In 2006, he left the United States for Germany because of the many smoking bans in New York and is still alive to tell the tale. In 2006, he left the United States for Germany because of the many smoking bans in New York and is still alive to tell the tale. So there you go. Five more clues coming your way in hour two, should you be needing them. In the meantime, Brian Poole and the Tremolos have a question for you.
International.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know that I can really shake 'em down.
Tremolos, and Do You Love Me? Another question there for you this afternoon. Now, we did drop off air for a few moments, so yes, hopefully we're all back now, so hopefully we'll stay that way. It's not easy when you're doing a show from this place. It's a bit Heath Robinson, but there we go. So to recap, well done so far to David and Trina in Brackley. And also to our very own Simon Davis through with the correct answer. Very good afternoon, Jackson, as well. Good to have you with us as well with you. Let's go with this to news now from Chicago. This one suggested by Howard. Questions 67 and 68. Chicago. Question 67 and 68 right here on Big L International. It is our topical Tuesday on the subject of questions. Well done to Lorna in Keswick, through with the correct answer to the teaser this afternoon. Five more clues to that coming your way in hour two of the show. Very good afternoon to Anita in Keswick. Yes, I might have guessed you'd ask for the track that you'd asked for.
Wonderful Big L.
No, we haven't played it yet, so we'll get that one on the way for you in hour two of the show. I wonder what that could be. I wonder. I'm keeping you in suspense there. Lots more still to come your way in hour two.
Stand by for another hour of Cookie on the Big L.
Oh, no!
The heart and soul of rocket. Big L!
3 p.m. in the UK, time for the news from FSN.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Stuart Smith. Another student at New York's Columbia University is facing deportation for her participation in pro-Palestine protests. It's been reported that the 21-year-old student, who has permanent residency and who came to the US as a child, has now filed a lawsuit against immigration officials and against her possible deportation. Jody Jacobs has that story from New York.
Yan Siu Chung has lived with her family in the United States since she was 7 years old, having moved here from South Korea. She, like many other students at Columbia University, have since the start of the conflict in Gaza been participating in protests on campus against Israel's attacks. And it's for this reason that immigration officials want her deported. Her lawyers have now filed urgent papers in court, alleging their client was the victim of shocking overreach by the government, which is seeking to deport her because of her political views and her constitutionally protected protest activities. Chung's detainment, according to her lawyers, came at the same time as the arrest of another Columbia graduate student, Mahmoud Khalil, earlier this month.
New data has revealed a sharp drop in the number of Teslas being sold in Europe. It comes after CEO Elon Musk made a number of high-profile interventions into European politics in recent months. Trent Murray has more from Berlin.
Tesla continues to lose market share in Europe, with new official industry data showing that in January and February this year, the company sold 43% fewer vehicles when compared to the same period last year. The fall comes as other manufacturers of electric vehicles, including Volkswagen and Renault, saw their sales rise by double digits. The data shows that last month, Tesla commanded just over 10% market share for EVs. That's down from almost 22% just 12 months ago. The figures come after CEO Elon Musk stirred controversy in recent months across European politics, endorsing the far-right AfD party in Germany and launching a series of online attacks against the UK Prime Minister. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Amid reports that the Trump administration is set to dismantle the US agency tasked with responding to natural disasters, new figures show an increase in such events. It comes as President Trump makes sweeping cuts across government agencies in order to shrink the size of the federal government. Mitch McCann reports.
The Institute for Environment and Development has released new data showing that there were 90 declarations of major disasters in the US last year, about one every 4 days, with August being the worst month. The Institute says this is one of the worst years for disaster declarations in 3 decades. This comes as the Trump administration plans to make deep cuts to FEMA, the federal agency tasked with responding to natural disasters. It was reported that on Monday, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security said in a cabinet meeting, "We are going to eliminate FEMA."
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
It certainly is. It is our Topical Tuesday with me, Cookie, taking you through to Kev Reed at 4 p.m. UK time. Welcome along to Hour 2. Questions is our subject this afternoon.
I've been lied to.
Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield, What Have I Done to Deserve This? And before that, opening up hour two of our Topical Tuesday on the subject of questions, the Everly Brothers with a live version asking, when will I be loved? So, yes, it is questions. That's our topic for this afternoon's Topical Tuesday. It is Cookie taking you through to Kev Reid. He'll have the next instalment of our Big L Fab 500 countdown at 4 p.m. UK time. In the meantime, if you've got a topical track to suggest, then do get in touch. As always, it is Cookie at biglradio.co.uk or studio at biglradio.co.uk on the phones. And leave a message 01255 808 113. That's 01255 808 113. That's a UK number. Text us via the Big L smartphone app. Tweet us at Big L Radio. Get through via the website. Get through via our Facebook group this afternoon. And Gary Jackson said that Manfred Mann's Earth Band did a great tune called Questions. I must admit, I'm not familiar with that, and I haven't got it on the system here, so, yeah, I'll have to track that one down and check that one out sometime. David and Trina are through with a great suggestion. We'll be taking you back to 1973 with that one very shortly indeed. But right now, I did tease you a bit at the end of hour one. Because Anita had come through and she'd asked for a certain track. And she said something along the lines of, oh, you might have known I'd ask for this one. Yes, we might have, knowing your sense of humour, so let's do that for you right now.
Happiness is a thing called
Big L.
Well, it all began in the year of one when Adam was the first man, and a girl called Eve, so we believe, was made to be his woman. She led him up the garden of Eden by a tree. Then she offered him her apple and he cried out suddenly.
Where's me shirt? Where's me shirt?
I feel a proper twazzer without me shirt. I've got me tickling tackle and me nicky knocky new. But I must confess I feel undressed like this in front of you.
Where's me shirt? I can't find me shirt anywhere. It's 5:25 in the Garden of Eden, and I can't find my shirt. Fancy leaving me in a garden with no shirt on like this. Look at all these creepy, crawly things here. Ooh, look, there's a serpent. Go away. Go away, you nasty old serpent. Go on, shoo, shoo.
Since the days of old, we've all been told of men like Bonaparte. His great retreat and his first defeat was the thing that broke his heart. He stood just outside Moscow and then made history. He stuck his hand inside his coat and cried out bitterly.
Where's me shirt? Where's me shirt?
I can't go on like this without my shirt. I've had my tickle tonic and my nicky knocky knee.
But I just can't go through all this snow without a shirt on me.
Bye. Bye.
Where's me shirt? Oh, sacre bleu. Sacre flipping blue. Where's me shirt? By Joe, tint are frosty. Ooh, this tent is now drafty. I don't know where the draft's coming from, but I know where it's going to.
Back in 81, in the midday sun, in Tombstone, 1 September, Wyatt Earp was due to go into a gunfight he'd remember. The Clantons and McClowry started firing suddenly. As the gun smoke cleared and the town folk cheered, Wyatt Earp said quietly,
where's me shirt? Where's me shirt?
I feel a proper twit without me shirt. I've lost me tickling tackle and me nicky knocky knee. But I feel a twerp, me Wyatt Earp, with my shirt shot off of me.
here, where's me shirt? Where's me gunfighting shirt? What's he? Here comes the Indians. Here, you be careful where you're shooting those arrows. Where's me shirt? Where's me shirt? I can't find me shirt anywhere. Do you know, I'm sure I had it when it came out. Where's me shirt?
Now, if I'd have just said, guess who suggested this one? You'd have said Anita, wouldn't you? And you'd have been absolutely right. Ken Dodd asking, where's me shirt? It is our Topical Tuesday on the subject of questions this afternoon. So far we're doing okay. So far we have David and Trina in Brackley, our very own Simon Davis, and Lorna in Keswick in the winner's enclosure, already with the correct answer to Tricker's Tricky Topical Teaser. But fear not, if you're not sure what it is yet, don't worry, we have five more clues to come your way this hour, leading you towards that final track of the show. So let's give you clue number six. In the early 80s, our artist recorded an album of songs made famous by Cab Calloway, Lester Young, Glenn Miller, and Louis Jordan. In the early 80s, our artist recorded an album of songs made famous by Cab Calloway, Lester Young, Glenn Miller, and Louis Jordan. More clues to come your way very soon indeed. In the meantime, let's take you back to 1973, and this is a great track suggested by David and Trina in Brackley, and legend has it the voice on the end of the record is none other than Ed Stewart. So let's have a listen. Lindsay DePaul is asking the question this afternoon.
Bye.
Oh, yes, Lindsay DePaul asking, won't somebody dance with me? And as legend had it, Ed Stewart asking, may I have the pleasure of this dance? So there we go. Good stuff indeed. We've got another one for Rick in Toronto coming your way next from the other computer. So hopefully that'll work okay. In the meantime, let's give you clue number... Where did we get to? Clue number 7 to Tricker's Tricky Topical Teaser this afternoon. Our singer's first name was originally a nickname, as some felt that he resembled a 9-year-old Gerry Anderson TV puppet spy. Our singer's first name was originally a nickname, as some felt that he resembled a 9-year-old Gerry Anderson TV puppet spy. Oh dear, where does he get these clues from? Good stuff indeed. So yes, if you think you if that's made you. If that's made everything fall into place, well, you're a better man than I am. And if you want to have a guess, as always, cookie@biglradio.co.uk or studio@biglradio.co.uk on the phones. And leave your answers 01255 808113. That's 01255 808113. Or text your answer in via the Big L smartphone app. So back with Doug and the Slugs asking a question in just a few moments' time, right after these. International.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
William Denzelow, New York.
Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
Kevin Ozebeck, Brussels.
For more than 25 years and now from more than 20 bureaus, FSN has brought award-winning objective coverage of world events to TV, radio and digital networks. For more information, visit us online at featurestory.com.
Big L!
Join Ian Cook every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday on Big L. That's Cookie to you and I on Big L International. He'll be playing your dedications and that last bite competition every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday between 2 and 4. Only on Big L International.
Big L! It's a blast!
Yeah.
could sound Doug and the Slugs. Who knows how to make love stay? Good stuff indeed. Questions is our topic this afternoon. That was suggested by Rick in Toronto, who has also suggested this afternoon's topic. Good stuff. Right, very good afternoon to Ray, checking in from a sunny but chilly Bournemouth this afternoon. I must admit, it was nice and sunny here for the first thing, but it's cloudy and overcast and miserable now. Never mind, we will keep the sunshine pouring out of your speakers. Let's play this one, suggested by our very own Roger Tricker, right now for you, from Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
IGL! It's number one!
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers asking, why do fools fall in love? That one suggested by our very own Roger Tricker. Talking of which, let's give you clue number 8 to Tricker's tricky topical teaser. He supplied vocals to Common People by William Shatner in 2004. He supplied vocals to Common People by William Shatner in 2004. Two more clues to come your way before we reveal that answer. Surprise Julie in Colchester. Short thought she might have suggested this one, because she likes a bit of Hurricane Smith. And here he is asking a question.
Greet me, you're politely turn away.
Ford and the Check, what do you want to make those eyes at me for? And before that, Hurricane Smith and Oh Babe, What Would You Say? Questions is our topic for this afternoon. Al's just been back through. He says, how about Are You Ready by Pacific Gas and Electric for Rick in Toronto, as the band were from Canada. Okay, well, yeah, I've got that on the system, and that is coming your way next. But first of all, Let's give you clue number 9 to Tricker's tricky topical teaser. The title suggests that he doesn't know what she sees in that ugly man. So if the pieces are falling into place now and you think you know what it might be, as always, cookie@biglradio.co.uk or studio@biglradio.co.uk on the phones, and leave your answers 01255 808 113. That's 01255 808 113. Text your answers in via the Big L smartphone app. So Pacific Gas and Electric on the way in just a few moments' time, right after this.
Big L, the station with the happy difference.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit the Friends of Big L forum and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
This is Cookie inviting you to join me for 2 hours of wonderful music and fun Thursday evenings. We'll have a long song, something to bring a smile to your face, and the original 5 from 10 chart recall. The Thursday evening soiree, 7 p.m. on the Big L.
Big L.
Where the action is.
There's rumors of war. You'll die. Perhaps you wonder the reason why. But wait, don't you worry. A new day is dawning. We'll catch the sun and away we'll fly.
sit by your throne.
Are you ready? Not to be alone. Someone's coming to take you home. And if you're ready, then we'll carry on. Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Pacific Gas and Electric, Are You Ready? Howard suggesting that one for Rick in Toronto because it's a Canadian band. And Rick's back, he says, Interactive Radio, he says, Pacific Gas and Electric, shockingly, I do not know this band. So there you are. This show is nothing if not educational. You know, you listen to this show and you think, well, that's taught me a lesson. And well done to Howard in Loudon, who now has title and artist to the teaser. So well done indeed. Let's give you the final. We've got a few bits and pieces to add to that as well. But first of all, clue number 10. Although he has the right surname, he was not a brother of Michael, Janet or Tito. Although he has the right surname, he was not a brother of Michael, Janet or Tito. Couple more bits and pieces to add to some of those clues coming your way. Still time to get those answers in. Here we go with the Kaylin Twins.
I need you
Kaylin Twins taking you back with that one and simply asking the question, when? Right, let's give you a few more bits of information to some of those clues on Trickers Tricky Topical Teaser this afternoon. Clue number one, we said it's a 70s single but failed to chart until a year later after two other chart failures. So it flopped in 1978 but was a hit in 1979. Sunday Papers, One More Time, and Fools in Love were the other flops. Clue number three. The biggest UK hit sounded different for some record buyers. It was different for girls. Clue number six. In the early 80s, our artist recorded an album of songs made famous by Cab Calloway, Lester Young, Glenn Miller and Louis Jordan. That was Jumping Jive in 1981. And clue number seven, our singer's first name was originally a nickname. Some felt that he resembled a nine-year-old Gerry Anderson TV puppet spy, Joe 90. So we will reveal the answer in full. Still just time to get your answers into that one. In the meantime, George Harrison is asking, what is life? Harrison, what is life? We're fast running out of time this afternoon. Hope you've enjoyed our Topical Tuesday. Many thanks to Roger Tricker for another great teaser this afternoon. So, well done to David and Trina in Brackley, Simon, our very own Simon Davis, Lorna in Keswick, Howard in Loughton, all getting the correct title this afternoon. So here's the answer.
Well done for getting this far. Thank you for listening. Here's one for the road.
It was, of course, Joe Jackson. Is she really going out with him?
Pretty women at work. street. From out there and while my coffee goes cold. Look over there.
Well.
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with my eye? Wrong or here? Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
well.
Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really out with? Is she really gonna take?
Jackson, and is she really going out with him? The answer to Trick is Tricky, topical teaser. And a flurry of last-minute entries just come through. So well done to, and very happy birthday to John in Derbyshire, who's got the artist. Patricia in Munich has title and artist. And Tony Ting, very good afternoon to you. You've got the artist as well, so well done. Many thanks to Roger Tricker for another great teaser. Many thanks to Rick in Toronto for a great topic this afternoon. Many thanks to you for your company and your input. It's been good fun, and we will do it all over again tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4 with our Wooden Tops Wednesday. Hope you can join me then. Back to this afternoon. Stand by, Kev Reed has the next instalment of our Big L Fab 500 countdown coming your way in just a few moments' time. Gary Jackson's in for a quick one between 6 and 7. Then it's off to Eindhoven for 3 hours with Paul Voss at 7. Gary's back at 10. Big L, Big Love at 11. But that is it from me for now. So, till we meet again, stay well, keep it Big L, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.